This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Philadelphia has legalized Airbnb, that's the accommodation rental company, and agreed to tax rentals booked through the site. That city is preparing itself for two huge events, the 2016 Democratic National Convention a year from now, but first a visit from the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. According to Philadelphia's Tourism Bureau, more than 1.5 million visitors are expected to descend on the city for the papal visit. This might have something to do with the city's loosening of the rules toward Airbnb, as Gigi Duban reports.
Philadelphia has 15,849 hotel rooms. That might not be enough. And when there aren't enough hotel rooms, prices go way up. Yorgos Zervas has studied this at Boston University.
If people want to be in Philly when the Pope is visiting, and then they check hotel prices, and these are extremely high, then they might decide not to visit the city at all.
Which would explain why the city would legalize and tax Airbnb rentals. But how many people even know that in a lot of cities, Airbnb still isn't legal? Well, if you're someone wanting to rent out your place, you could look at Airbnb's terms of service. It clearly states it's up to you to check. But if you're like most people...
We scroll to the bottom so we can click agree and move on.
Kate Lamberton teaches marketing at the University of Pittsburgh. She says usually at this point in the transaction, people intending to rent out some space are going to do it.
You know, they've probably taken some pictures, they've probably written a description, they're probably thinking about the rate that they should charge.
In other words, the legality of the transaction is kind of an afterthought. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.